This show is presented by GoRx.org, saving you up to 95% on your prescription drugs. It's simple. Download the app or go online and email it to yourself. You print out a card, take it to your local CVS or Walgreens, any major pharmacy, and you can save up to 95%. That's GoRx.org, GoRx.org. Ladies and gentlemen, level-headed with Jack Brewer, I have an amazing special guest, someone who I probably talk to away from the set more than anybody in the world. He's my former teammate, my best friend, someone who I look up to as a mentor. 7-year NFL veteran. Now he's an incredible entrepreneur, Mr. Barrett Green. Barrett, welcome to Level-Headed, man.
Jack, thank you for having me, and I'm glad to be on the show, man. Long time coming.
This week, there's been really one thing that has taken over the news, and that is the confirmation hearing of Judge Kavanaugh. Both sides of the aisles have battled. You know, if we look back over the course of the last few weeks, we've seen, you know, folks interrupting the hearings and protesters out in D.C., women's rights groups and folks really putting up a big, big fight trying to push this particular judge out of that Supreme Court justice seat. It was a very, very emotional hearing this past week. And one senator in particular, Senator Lindsey Graham, gave, for me, one of the most emotional displays that I've ever seen in a Senate hearing. Check it out.
Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford.
Consider
that you've been through a job interview.
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution.
You say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden you got over it.
You heard a very emotional Lindsey Graham as he, you know, was talking to fellow senators who, as he said, were his friends and are his friends. And, you know, as a male sitting here, you know, I'm a father with two daughters. And so this is a tough scenario. You know, you never want to see a woman like Mrs. Ford have to go in front of the Senate hearing, in front of the entire country, something that's so divisive and being turned political. So I must say, I felt very sorry for her, but I did feel just as bad for Brett Kavanaugh. You know, I think, you know, being put in a situation, backed into a corner like that, where you have, you know, no corroboration for a case and an allegation that's that serious, that's torn your family apart, when the victim can't name a place, a time, she didn't even remember what grade she was in. So it's difficult, you know, that to have something like that be a reason, you know, that you're kept out of you're essentially his ultimate goal. The man's worked his entire life for that. And so, Barrett, I'm gonna bring you back in. I know you are, you know, very in tune with politics and obviously understand that this is a very sensitive subject. But give me your perspective on that. I mean, for me, you know, as a man, as a black man, I'll say that as well. You know, I've sat through court cases and trials for teammates who were falsely accused. And so, you know, I think, you know, as we were in the age of the Me Too movement, you know, and there's so many women across our country that are taken advantage of a lot. It happens way too much. But I think what we cannot lose is we cannot lose reality that some women may not always be telling the truth. And you gotta be innocent until proven guilty. And it seems like, you know, as we get further and further along, you know, in some cases, you're guilty until you're proven innocent. Give me your perspective on that, Barrett.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a very, very tough situation and a very sensitive situation. I think that we always have to take into consideration and empathize with the victim. And the question is, who is the victim here? I sympathize and I empathize with both. I empathize with Judge Kavanaugh because I understand, like, I can only imagine the toll that this is taking on his wife and on his two daughters. With that being said, he is running for the highest judicial office in the land, one of nine. And he's going to be, it's a lifetime appointment. And his character and every detail of his character is going to be, it's going to be of the utmost significance to us as Americans. So if he is the type that, you know, took part in some of the lewd acts that were described, I think all that needs to be exposed.
Yeah.
I don't know that, she would go as far as, you know, making a political ploy to entirely make all of this up. Is it possible? Yes, it is. And I think the only way we can get to the bottom of all this is if it's a nonpartisan, unbiased FBI investigation, and let professionals ask professional questions, you know, to people who need to be interrogated, and like the details need to be revealed. And I think it's equally as important on either side, and I think it's equally as horrific on either side.
So Barrett, the fact that all four of her witnesses said they weren't there, they don't even know, remember this, and actually her friend, the one friend that she said was a witness, said she's never even met Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, those are facts, and they did this under oath. Another thing that I felt that was really interesting was the fact that her mother and father and two siblings are all conspicuously absent from the letter of support released by a dozen of her relatives. So the closest people to her are not supporting it. That is concerning to me. What's also concerning to me, and this is to Senator Lindsey Graham's point, if you got four or five women who are coming out at you in the ninth inning here, you got to remember, all of this information was presented to Senator Rosenstein 2 months ago. She held it. She didn't tell the FBI. She held it until 6 days before the hearing. And so for me, it's just so political in the fact that, you know, you don't have any corroboration. Can you imagine somebody accusing you of something and they can't name a place. They can't name a time. They can't say how they got there. They can't say how they got home. I mean, I'm sorry, and I'm a man. If I did something to a woman that she felt was wrong to her, if she waited 36 years to tell anybody, and she couldn't name a place, a time, or how she get there, where we were at, and all the people that she said was there all say it didn't happen, I'm sorry, brother. It didn't happen. It's very hard for me to sympathize for that. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I hear you. I try and put myself in that situation. I'm 40 years old. So if I try and go back, 70% of my lifetime, I can very vaguely maybe tell you details about my life. I can probably tell you very impactful events, things that were affected me tremendously emotionally. However, if I go back 70% of my life, I'm not going to be able to tell you drastic details either. I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell you what great health then. I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell you what grade. I mean, who was at the party? I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell you any of that. And so I can only imagine one of the friends not being able to. But, like, here we are. Like, I remember playing in the NFL, listening to NFL pundit all the time. I had to think to myself, like, these people have no idea what they're talking about. You know what I mean? ultimately, like, as far as, what his perspective is and what her perspective is, we have no idea. And like I said from the beginning, I find it very hard to believe that, she would be that devious and not have a track record of having that. But I mean, who's to say we're being pundits?
Yes, but we aren't being pundits, because there's four women that came out. One said a man gang raping girls, and the other woman said they sexual. You gotta remember, I agree with you, but this is politicized, man. They went and ran into that man's hearing over and over. I've never seen anything like it, not in my days of paying attention to politics. So I completely agree.
That's very, that's politically motivated, but the response I'm giving you is not politically motivated, you know what I mean? I don't have a dog in the fight, I empathize with her because I know her and a lot of other women. I know family who have been assaulted and been taken advantage of. And I also know teammates who have been falsely accused. So, look, I understand both sides of it. With that being said, there's a victim here, and the victim has to be heard. And we have to give her the benefit of the doubt until we can't anymore. And until there's nothing about her statement, nothing about her background that deems me consider her to be not credible. So that being said, that means in my eyes, obviously no justification, but it means that it needs to be delved into further.
I agree. I'll close on this topic by saying this. If we get to a point where in our country you can have no corroboration and accuse somebody of a crime, as a black man, I'm scared. And so let's move on to the next topic. The UN is in town, and I have I'll call it a love-hate relationship with the United Nations. I've done a lot of work there, but I've also seen a lot of things that I don't agree with. This week, President Trump delivered a very powerful speech, one that I've never heard from a U.S. president. Check it out, and we'll come right back.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay. America will never apologize for protecting its citizens. The United States has just announced tariffs on another $200 billion in Chinese-made goods, for a total so far of $250 billion. I have great respect and affection for my friend, President Xi, but I have made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable. OPEC and OPEC nations are, as usual, ripping off the rest of the world, and I don't like it. Nobody should like it. We defend many of these nations for nothing, and then they take advantage of us by giving us high oil prices. Not good. We want them to stop raising prices. We want them to start lowering prices, and they must contribute substantially to military protection from now on. We are not going to put up with it, these horrible prices, much longer. The United States is the world's largest giver in the world, by far, of foreign aid. But few give anything to us. That is why we are taking a hard look at U.S. foreign assistance. That will be headed up by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. We will examine what is working, what is not working, and whether the countries who receive our dollars and our protection also have our interests at heart. Moving forward, we are only going to give foreign aid to those who respect us and, frankly, are our friends.
You heard a fiery and direct President Donald J. Trump as he spoke to world leaders, even caused a few of them to laugh. But what wasn't laughable was really the context of what he was saying. I've spent, you know, a lot of time at the United Nations. I've sat in those same seats as those ambassadors. I've spoken in the General Assembly. And this is the first time that I've ever seen a president of the United States directly take on some of the most pressing issues that we have, not just in the U.S., but in the world. There's a big problem. When you look at nations that are treating women so inhumanely, nations where their people and children are starving, in certain sectors of our population have no access to clean water, food, and the likes. There are issues. And when he talks about trade, we do have trade imbalances, particularly when you have countries that are ran by dictators, you have countries that are ran by warlords. We have to find some balance here. And so I actually applaud President Trump. I think it's about time that other nations also start holding themselves more accountable. The United States of America is the most aid-giving, the most loving, the most empathetic country in the land. But that needs to be reciprocated. We need to also make sure that we are holding to the standards that we talk about. We can't just talk about human rights. We can't just talk about poverty alleviation. We have to hold our allies accountable. Otherwise, we can't continue to fund them. And so a lot of people might disagree with me, but I don't care. This is level-headed, and this is my perspective. So I hope you all enjoyed this show. Barry Green, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, boss.
I didn't even want to get you to comment on the UN because I know you probably didn't want to go there, but I went there anyway. This has been a fun show, man. Any final thoughts?
No, thank you for having me on, and thank you for giving me a platform to, you know, hopefully share some light, share some knowledge with the community I care a lot about.
Well, I hope Andrew Gillum appoints you as his healthcare advisor, or special counsel, or something, man, because it seems like you got a lot of the answers, brother. We appreciate you.
I hope so too, man. Appreciate you too, boss. Thank you.
To all our guests, thanks for tuning in. I'm Jack Brewer. This is Level Headed. Thank you to GoRx.org and all our other sponsors. We'll be right back next week. Lock in. Thank you.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an all-purpose medicine to help handle almost all your household medical needs? Now, with VitaStim, there is. VitaStim is a new, FDA-registered, topical antibiotic that treats 10 times faster and more in depth. From razor burn, to acne, to cuts and scrapes, and even to mosquito bites, VitaStim is your all-in-one solution to many needs. Don't suffer. Heal with VitaStim. Learn more at VitaStim.net.
I want to thank GoRx.org for their amazing sponsorship of Level Headed. Go now, download GoRx.org and save up to 95% on your prescription drugs. It's amazing. I use it myself whenever I have to go get a prescription filled for my parents or for myself or my children. Go now today. Works at CVS, Walgreens, any major drugstore. That's GoRx.org. That's GoRx.org. Save up to 95%.
Aftermaster Studios has assembled one of the world's most renowned teams of sound engineers.
Our technologies have resulted in some of the greatest musical productions in history. We are proud to bring our decades of sound mastering to your television. Our Aftermaster Pro improves the sound quality of your basic television, making it sound more like a movie theater.
You never have to adjust your volume again. Purchase your Aftermaster Pro at aftermaster.com.
Subscribe to Level Headed with Jack Brewer today on Google Play, Apple iTunes, download our app, or even check us out on Facebook. Thanks so much.